Fans of CBC's Murdoch Mysteries will have a chance to see the show and its music in a whole new way this month. On November 22nd, the Kingston Symphony presents Murder in F Major at the Kingston Grand Theater. It's a hybrid concert, part live performance, part behind-the-scenes deep dive into one of Canada's longest-running TV dramas. I spoke with the show's composer, Robert Carley, and actor Thomas Craig, who plays Chief Constable Brackenreed, about what Kingston audiences can expect.
Well, it's a good question, actually, Christina, because a lot of people don't know what to expect, because it's not quite like going to go see a movie with the orchestra, which is very popular now, like going to see E.T. or Star Wars. And it's not quite a variety show. It's somewhere in between.
The evening unfolds in two parts, an interactive behind-the-scenes first half, and then a full screening of the Murdoch Mysteries episode Murder in F Major, with the score performed live by the Kingston Symphony.
In the first half of the evening, Tom is our host, and he walks us through a lot of behind-the-scenes, well, an introduction to the world of Murdoch, for starters. And then we do some behind-the-scenes work. We do some repertoire from the symphony. We also, you know, shine a light on the Kingston Symphony and what they do. And maybe there's a couple surprises. Maybe Tom might sing a song. Can't tell you everything. But so it's a bit of a 45-minute first half with Tom walking us through these different things, a lot of laughs. And then the second half of the show, we screen the episode in its entirety with the live orchestra, this Kingston Symphony, performing the soundtrack.
We actually go through how Rob puts music to scenes. So we'll show a scene with no music, and then Rob breaks it down for the audience and shows how he puts the strings, the various orchestra pieces to it. It's very clever and it's very informative.
It's a fan favorite when we sort of, you know, see behind the scenes, see how things are made.
The episode Murder in F Major premiered in 2023 during the show's 16th season. And it's a fitting choice as Murdoch investigates the murder of Toronto Symphony director.
Well, it revolves around a murder of an orchestra member. Is it an orchestra member, Rob?
Yeah, it's the general manager of the orchestra. I won't be telling too much because it happens in the first scene. The general manager, the guy in charge. So you get to see, it's a backdrop for all of the bits, like the different players, the personnel manager, you know, the soloist, you know, they're implicated, all the different, the conductor, you know, all the different characters that make up a symphony orchestra, become our cast of characters.
There's a nice running gag through it where the character Crabtree keeps asking the orchestra leader what he actually does.
Yeah, what does a conductor do?
What does a conductor do?
People often say that too. What exactly do you do up there waving your hands? It's good. It's clever.
Carley and Craig say these live events are also a rare chance to work directly together and get a glimpse into each other's worlds, something they don't get to witness while making the show.
Well, you know, it's funny. I mean, I work in post-production, like in the different parts of a TV show. I don't get to really see the action on set or work with the actors very rarely. So this to me is a bit of a treat because I get to work with Tom or Yannick or whoever the host might be. And then they talk a bit about their experience on set. And it's just a nice, you know, intersection of those two worlds. I work in my studio in a vacuum by myself. I rarely get out of the house, so to speak. And these guys, they don't see the final. I see the final product like almost immediately. That's where I start. I start at the end, and they are months behind me. So what Tom does, he'll go to work and he'll. Well, you tell me, Tom. You do a scene. It's kind of just fragments, and then you don't even.
Yeah, I don't. So I don't see the final cut on that till it's on TV. Really.
This won't be Carley or Craig's first visit to Kingston, and the city is certainly familiar to Murdoch viewers as well, with its historic architecture making regular appearances in the series.
Well, I'll tell you what the first couple of episodes we did, we used to do read-throughs, and there was a character who escaped from Kingston, and I didn't know I'd only been in Canada a couple of weeks. I didn't know there was a Kingston, and I'm thinking, Kingston, Jamaica? Why are we dealing? I just thought it was Jamaica we were talking about. I didn't realize there was a Kingston 2 hours down the road from Toronto. So yeah, I never knew about Kingston, Ontario until I was here, really. But it's a lovely town. Been there quite a few times. It's a really sweet place to be. Good restaurants, nice harbor.
I think a couple of our scripts have revolved around the prison.
Yeah.
Like Tom mentioned, but they've actually, I think, did you guys shoot in the prison? I think you went into one of the...
There was a prison episode they went into, but I wasn't involved in that. But I've filmed in Kingston a few times with Murdoch on the streets.
It's pretty town. You know, a lot of Ontario towns, they didn't do a great job of preserving their downtown. You know, all those limestone buildings. I think only Kingston and maybe Guelph have done it well. A lot of them just... tore it down and put up parking garages that, you know, serve a use, I guess, but they just don't have the aesthetic charm that Kingston has.
Murdoch in Concert has been staged across Canada, and Carly and Craig are excited to hear the Kingston Symphony's take on it. It's also a great opportunity for Murdoch fans to get to know their local orchestra.
Well, we've done a few of these, so I've worked with the Saskatoon Symphony Orchestra, the Edmonton Symphony Orchestra, and the Halifax, Nova Scotia. So I'm looking forward to the Kingston Symphony Orchestra, see how they measure up.
Yeah, we're on a bit of a tour. Like, we do this show in different cities. We try to bring it to, you know, Murdoch Mysteries, as you know, Christine, has been around 19 seasons. It's got a big fan base from coast to coast. So we find that we can go into different communities and try to bring out the fans and often tell them about their local orchestra, because it's true that a lot of our audiences, I don't know what the measure is, maybe it's a third, have never been to the orchestra before. So it's an opportunity and this was one of the intentions of creating Murdoch in Concert by the executive producer, Christina Jennings. She really wanted to shine a light on the orchestras locally in the community, using Murdoch, trying to get those fans, because there's a bit of a Venn diagram where people who go to the symphony often, or watch the show, I mean, they all kind of, you know, they're all nerds, you might say.
Also notably, for the first time ever, the production will not be bringing their touring conductor. Instead, Kingston Symphony's own Evan Mitchell will lead the performance, making this a uniquely local edition of a show that's toured across the country.
And so we're going to try something different. We have a new conductor first time. So it's the homegrown conductor of the Kingston Symphony Orchestra. So it's pretty special.
Yeah, because we usually have a conductor who travels with us, who steps in at all the different orchestras, don't we?
Yeah, Lucas Walden has done it many, many times with us. But Evan is really well known in the film world as being he's really going to be a lot of fun.
And if past shows are any indication, Carly and Craig say fans walk away with a whole new appreciation for the music behind Murdoch Mysteries.
Well, it's a thrill for me. I mean, I'm so lucky to have a Canadian TV show have this kind of platform where it can go out and it can be, you know, perform with these great orchestras is just a real thrill for me. It's just, I'm so excited. And I think the audience hears it too. I mean, I think everyone loves, you know, that experience of watching something that, and they kind of didn't even notice that there's music. I mean, they do, I guess, in a certain way, but you don't really, when you're watching a film or a television show, you shouldn't be listening to the music really that much. It's more of an emotional character, or giving you emotional beats. But then when you have an opportunity to see it being performed, it kind of changes things a little bit. It's a nice, wonderful experience, I think, for people.
No, I do a meet and greet afterwards, so you get the feedback from the audience on the night. Do you know what I mean? And people are surprised how much they loved it, and they've never been to see a symphony orchestra before. Because, like Rob says, we've got that Murdoch fan base who don't necessarily go on to a symphony. So it's fantastic, that crossover.
Once again, Murder in F Major takes place November 22nd at 7:30 p.m. at the Kingston Grand Theatre. Tickets for the show and a meet and greet with Thomas Craig are both available at kingstonsymphony.ca. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.